my goal in making a laser was to make a very, very subtle and refined healing instrument. Using light, using very specific wavelengths, using very specific, I decollimate our laser beams so they don't come out very strong like a laser pointer. We decollimate them so they're very gentle. I then use a lot of violet light. Violet light helps to open and dissolve things and have a very really unique kind of transformational effect. And then we inside of the light, we add a second technology, which nobody else, we've patented this technology. We add another technology called scalar wave technology. And that scalar wave technology, we digitally process the light inside the laser and into subtle scalar waves, which were popularized by Nikola Tesla. And the scalar waves are nonlinear. It's a totally different technology than lasers. It's a nonlinear technology, and it is the key technology that is responsible for inviting, as people use our lasers, it invites things to start to go, unwind, whether it's an old injury, whether it's an emotion, whether it's, so our approach isn't to stimulate the old injuries, and our approach is to say, hey, yoo-hoo, and have that thing say, oh yeah, let's unravel a little bit. It's exactly the same as still point. People that get, that try and start to use and then do some of the protocols that we share, you know, we share very specific protocols to help unwind the adrenals. The first thing I do with everybody I work with is to unwind their adrenals because, you know, and to me, the reason I didn't pursue osteopathy is because I love the cranial system, and yet I was more drawn to the glands. So the glands in many traditions, in fact, in some traditions, they're called the keys. In some, they're called the sacred points or the noble points. The glands release subtle compounds. And to me, you know, I was very drawn to the glands, and I couldn't find anyone who really understood glands. And so the glands release subtle compounds, and those compounds put people into different states of consciousness. And the challenge here, and the other key thing that I uncovered in the journey, is glands work through a principle called entrainment. And what that means is when, for example, when women live in a house together, their cycles come together. People's glands entrain. When you grow up around certain people, your glands entrain to the people you grow up around. And so the challenge here in the West is that so many people I work with, their glands are entrained to perpetually be releasing adrenaline and cortisol. And so if the adrenals are releasing adrenaline and cortisol perpetually, those are the primary compounds that are being pumped into the bloodstream, which is very challenging because adrenaline has a key purpose in the body. The purpose of adrenaline is for when there's a big animal chasing you, right? So the adrenals release adrenaline, and adrenaline travels around your body, and it tells everything in your body. It literally overrides every system in the body. It tells everything, slow down, stop. We have something more important going on. And then it ramps up the blood pressure so you can either fight the thing or flight or run from the thing. That is the adrenaline response. And yet our people are perpetually being pulled into this adrenaline cortisol response. So what does that do? It shuts down. Adrenaline in studies provably shuts the prostate down. In studies, it shuts the sexual glands down. Adrenaline has been linked to shutting the pancreas down, diabetic situations. It shuts the thymus, autoimmune, white blood cells, stem cells. It shuts the thyroid down, pineal, pituitary, depression, insomnia. It is in the business of shutting other things down because it is the override mechanism for when the body is in danger. And I tell people, if you have chronic pain, if you have chronic thinking, if you have chronic digestive, insomnia, too much adrenaline, ADD, too much adrenaline, autoimmune challenges, often too much adrenaline, I just can't say enough. From my perspective, the first thing I do in my life every day and in every person I work with is I unwind that glandular entrainment, and we do it very specifically. In fact, I developed the laser. I was so drawn to the glands. In my head, I said, oh, my goodness, if we could find some way to have a technology that could unwind the glands. Yet it was a real challenge because I always say glands are like they're like cats. You know, you can't tell it what to do. You have to very gently kind of say, and if it wants to do it, it'll do it. You can't. It's got to be its own choice. And so I developed this technology to. You try any other lasers or other scalar devices or other things on glands, and they don't. They're like not having it. Our technology. I spent a great care to make the waves very subtle and gentle to induce the glands to start to decompress. unwind. Everyone take a nice big breath in right there and just kind of stop right there and unwind. If you want to live in this state of equipoise with the universe, I tell people the only difference between yogis and most people here on planet Earth is what's happening in the glands. Most people are living in adrenaline and cortisol. Yogis, shamans, healers, people who have been starting to do the work of cultivating their condition, they are DMT in the pineal gland. You know, of course they love everybody. They're tripping out on very powerful substances. And so that's really the goal. You know, a lot of people use our products initially to start on injuries, on pain, on different challenges. And then we walk through, if you want to keep immunity really strong, open the thymus, keep the thymus open. And the different kind of key things that the glands can do to help support your well-being, your longevity, and ultimately from my perspective, because it's my passion, these subtle yogic states of consciousness that from my perspective is why the human body exists. You know, we do a lot of conference calls and live streams that we send out for free for anyone who wants to try these protocols. And the key thing I do on every person I work with and every day in my life, I start off, I unwind the adrenal glands. Once the adrenal glands open up, I unwind the sacrum and tailbone. This is one of our key protocols. We have several kind of key protocols. So our program is not only about getting a laser. The people that get our program, they also utilize the many programs we have for colon detoxification, for organ regeneration and balancing, for activating lymph. And then we, the key one that I start everybody on is to unwind the adrenal glands, to unwind the sacrum and tailbone. Many people's sacrum and tailbone is clamped up and or tucked under. And it's very hard to get people to reset into gravity. And the tailbone gets tucked under either from when people land on it or sit too long on it, or if they've had shock or trauma, the tailbone, like animals, when they get shock. And this planet's tough. A lot of people had, you know, parents that were not present, or people that were a little rough, or kids were mean in school. Well, when that happens, the sacrum, the tailbone tucks under, and it can stay tucked under in many people, which throws off the entire flow form of the body resting in gravity and energy moving along the spine. So second thing I do with everybody, and I show everyone to do, is to unwind sacrum tailbone. And then third is to unwind the occipital ridge where the vagus nerve slips out. The vagus nerve governs the breathing, digestion, circulation. It governs all the physiology of the body, the digestion, the heart. It is key. And so many people, when they get stressed from adrenaline, the TMJ gets tight. When the TMJ gets tight, it locks up the occipital ridge at the back of the cranium and clamps the vagus nerve. So many people are living with perpetual adrenaline cortisol. And when people are living in adrenaline cortisol, they go up. Adrenaline, cortisol, they go down. They go up. And whenever people come down, nobody wants to come down. So they have chips. They have a cigarette. They have coffee. They have soda, something to pop them back up. We are in the business of unwinding glands and opening up that flow along the spine through the sacrum and the occipital ridge. When those things happen, people start to reset and start to rest here in this state of equipoise, this state of parasympathy that is really what I call still point. So basically my real passion in terms of wellness for years has been, you know, when there's a challenge, how do we change the physics? You know, that's the key question. If there's some injury or some challenge, the key thing is, you know, do we have the resources to change the physics of that thing so it's no longer something that's an impediment? And so along the journey, I've dappled in all sorts of different Rife and ozone and live cell analysis and working with different kinds of, you know, LEDs and noble gases and lasers and all sorts of stuff. And at a certain point, about probably 11 years ago or so, I had a major infection above a front tooth from an old injury when I was a kid. And basically there was infection, there was bone loss, and I could not get that situation to change. I just couldn't switch out the physics of that situation. My dad was now retired, was a dentist, taught at Yale, and basically kept telling me I needed to pull the tooth. Well, I didn't want to pull the tooth because my background was in cranial work, and in cranial work they say don't ever pull a front tooth because they often bridge across the center, and if you bridge the center, it can shut down the right and left sides of the cranium. And so I was very clear. I didn't want to pull the front tooth, and yet I had this situation where I had infection, I had sensitivity, hot things hurt, cold things hurt, and I was living like this for, you know, a couple of years. And so I got into tinkering around, and I tried using a laser. And sure enough, as soon as I used a red laser, like our probe. In fact, I developed this system around working on dental stuff. My real interest initially was the teeth are so important. They're the outermost extensions of the brain and spinal cord. So teeth are very, very important. They are literally the they're like crystal oscillators on the delicate network of meridians and subtle nadis. And so for me, I got into lasers, and literally I used red and infrared lasers. The red lasers are really good for the surface tissue, and using red lasers over that area, it didn't take but a month. The pain went away. Red lasers are great for skin, muscle, nerve, for surface tissues. And using a 100 milliwatt probe like our probe over a situation like that, it completely purified the area. It took about a month and cleaned up the infection. I then used the infrared laser, and the infrared laser is what helped to rebuild the bone. I had like no bone above that tooth. And used the infrared for some months, took 3 or 4 months every day. And then I went back, we took another x-ray, and my dad was astounded. He said he had never seen in all his years someone regenerate their own bone. He did not believe it. He said he did not believe it. He just hadn't seen anyone regenerate their own bone. And I tell people, this is the basic message that I tell people, you know, everything in your body is regenerating. Understand the physics of what's happening. The body is, the only thing the body does is to replicate new cells. And so I developed this laser. The red part of the laser works on the skin, muscle, nerve, the surface tissues in the body. The infrared laser, and no other company could really, most companies use red lasers or infrared. To me, red is great for the skin, muscle, nerve. Infrared goes in to rebuild. Every study on infrared shows it increases bone density. It helps rebuild bone. And how it does this is lasers donate photons. The photons increase the ATP molecule by as much as 150%. And that tells the cell ATP fuels the DNA in the nucleus. The DNA is downloading like DNA, excuse me, like your internet connection. So the more ATP you have, the more the DNA starts downloading in the nucleus. That information starts telling the cell how to find solutions and how to regenerate a new cell. Lasers don't fix or cure or heal. All we do is apply photon energy and say, hey, DNA, you come download information. You develop this whole thing to begin with. You do the work here. And so for me, it took 3 to 4 months, and that situation has never been a problem since. And I'll add one thing here, because after I worked on, you know, most people that get involved with a laser have several issues. You know, people don't just jump up and say, wow, I want to get a laser. It's usually because they have, you know, some things that they've been dealing with for a lot of years, and they haven't necessarily found solution whether it's alternative or Western. And so they try the laser, and in the process they say, wow, this kind of seems like is helping. So after I worked on my dental situation, I worked on my lungs. My lungs were always problematic. I had weak lungs since I was a child, and I lasered my lungs for 3-4 months, and literally my lungs now feel fantastic. And through the course of the process, most of us that have lasers, we use them on a daily basis, and whatever the issue or situation is, our goal is to unwind the cell memory, to donate some nice flow of photon energy to rebuild new tissue. And the goal is not to use the laser for, you know, years and years. It's on one thing. It's to unwind the tissue, and within 2, 3, maybe 4 months to have that situation. In other words, if you use the laser for, I tell people, short sessions, 10, 15 minutes, the goal is to unwind the cell memory until it resets back into still point. And then to come back and do it again later that day or the next day. And then do it again. And if you keep doing that for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, eventually those cells that were holding on to that cell memory are going to start to say, hey, we can stay here and hold on to this, or we can unwind, reset, drop in still point. Well, it does that long enough, and it starts to say, hey, why don't we stay here in still point instead of holding on to that stuff? That's the goal, really, of both using lasers. This is the goal. The whole basis of the scalar laser, of the three probes, the red for the surface, the infrared for the bone cartilage disc, and we have the violet, which works on violet lasers. Are, you know, I often discuss the scalar technology because it's what makes our system not only a cold laser, it makes it a quantum cosmic energy of the universe healing instrument. I mean, the scalar is the same as prana or chi or universal energy. It's the mathematical equation to the energy of the universe. And we have woven digitally this scalar phenomena inside the laser light. Well, the next thing that we do that's really unique is we use violet lasers. Most companies, there's I think one other company that makes a violet laser, and they charge $18,000 for theirs. It's a fortune. When I first came out with laser, violet lasers were so expensive they cost $2,000 for the diode. They were brand new. Violet lasers are one of the newest laser diodes to have been developed, and so the prices they're very expensive, which is why other companies don't use them. They're much more expensive than red and infrared. Well, the reason they're so special is that violet lasers hold and process way more information than red or infrared, which is, of course, why initially DVDs, CDs all use red lasers. Now they use Blu-ray. Well, why? Blu-ray holds more information than red. So they can do 3D, they can do gaming, they can do all this kind of neat stuff with blue. And violet light holds way more than blue. So by using violet lasers, subsequently the prices have come down in the laser diodes, and they now make a whole there's a whole new kind of range of violet lasers, and I use them because they're just really special. They are amazing for dealing with emotions and stress. They're amazing. I'll tell you, years ago when I was younger, I got a session. There was a Cairo on the East Coast, and they had developed a violet laser. It was very expensive, and they put it at the top of your head for a few minutes, and they put this at the top of my head. I wasn't had enough clue what they were doing, and literally I went into a state of bliss and intoxication for like 3 days. I was totally blissed out, and from that day on, I said I really wanted my own violet laser. Again, I didn't have the money back then for that laser. So when I went to make a laser, I was very, very clear that we wanted to be the company, and we are the company that's pioneering the use of violet lasers. And the reason is that violet lasers are profound. There's research being done right now with violet lasers and telomeres, because violet light stimulates certain key enzymes, genetic enzyme, mitochondrial enzymes, and the key enzyme for longevity called telomerase, which elongates the telomeres. There's research being done with violet lasers and certain genes. There's research being done with violet lasers and stem cells. Violet lasers, I look at lasers as a food source. For me, I look at light as a source of food. After all, we're woven out of, I saw this on Discovery, we're woven of the elements of the universe. I mean, basically, we are woven of stellar and cosmic dust. Elements. And what are elements? Elements are, you have electrons spinning around the nucleus. So electrons are spinning around. They're spinning around really fast, and our bodies are made up of energy. And so when I use lasers, my goal is I want to donate photons to stimulate electron coherence and basically activate the coherence of the energy state of the body. Two things. For anyone who wants to deal with weight loss, I tell people the first most important thing is to unwind the adrenals. Because the adrenals, if adrenals are running on and off a lot, which they do for so many people, it shuts off the hypothalamus at the top of the spine. And when the hypothalamus shuts off, the hypothalamus regulates the thyroid. And the thyroid, if it's not getting signals from the hypothalamus as to what to do, that's when thyroids go hyper or hypo. And inevitably what happens is the metabolism gets thrown off. And if the metabolism gets thrown off, then people aren't burning fat. And it just sets up. And not to mention that most people, when they get stressed from adrenaline, they go and jump to anything that's carbohydrates, because carbohydrates release L-tryptophan in the brain. So it immediately anesthetizes and relaxes people from stress. Problematic if every occasion that stress happens, you run and jump and eat chips or sugar or what have you. So I tell people, first off, unwind the adrenals. If the adrenals start to level off, the hypothalamus pops back, balances the thyroid. The second key thing is the tip of the nose, lasering the tip of the nose. This is an example of some of the protocols that we share in our different trainings. If you laser the tip of the nose, it stabilizes the thyroid and the metabolism. It's a great weight loss point. In addition, the violet laser, violet light, is profoundly good for stimulating the lymphatic system. It's just amazing. And using the violet over cellulite, over any areas that you want to work on fat, is a nice thing to do. You know, we are on the road a lot, and probably the biggest issue I have with being on the road is that we don't use Wi-Fi at home. Where we live, there's barely any cell phone. We don't use Wi-Fi. And I tell people there's no smart meters, there's such a epidemic right now, and no one's really discussing it. People are being bombarded by so much energy, particularly cell phone towers, which are basically microwave radiation, and people are being bombarded. I tell people, if it can make it inside of your home or a building, and 5G is worse because 5G, they've done research to go through concrete and to go really deep into tunnels and what have you, that if it can make it in your house, that can go right through your skin, right into your organs. And so people are being bombarded with this linear wave information, and Wi-Fi is the same. They've banned Wi-Fi in France a few months ago. They banned it in Australia from schools. Not totally. They banned it from schools. In Australia, they banned it. In certain Scandinavian countries. The reason they're banning Wi-Fi from schools is because in studies, it shows definitively that Wi-Fi has a deleterious effect on the heart and other rhythms in the body. Wi-Fi is a linear frequency. When you turn it on, it's sending a frequency. That frequency is pelting your nervous system. And so I tell people, from my perspective, the biggest challenge that I see out right now is that people are being bombarded with so much frequency information that has not companies, and this is the difference between us, because people often say, well, gee, isn't lasers and the Wi-Fi, aren't you using similar kind of technology? And I say, absolutely, we're using similar technology. The difference is that we have found, we tune these technologies specifically to have a very subtle unwinding and relaxing effect on the body. Wi-Fi is short for quantum field inducer, and it's a technology that we developed recently. It's one of our newer technologies. It is not a laser, and I developed this using the scalar technology that's in the laser. We developed it using little crystal oscillators that we developed. So we have these little crystal oscillators. We tune the crystal oscillators, and then we collapse them into scalar waves. And the net effect is that it sends out a field. It sends out a very subtle, but it's different than Wi-Fi because we're not sending a linear frequency out. We're sending a very subtle, we're kind of opening a very subtle wave. And that wave goes for about 3/4 of a mile. So it works if you put it anywhere in your house or in your neighborhood, it works for a large distance. And the goal of it is twofold. One, it gently takes linear frequencies that are coming at you. It doesn't make the Wi-Fi not work or the cell phones, yet its goal is to very gently, subtly neutralize and dissolve some of those waveforms so they're not as strong and harsh against the subtleties of your own field of energy. And the second key goal, and really the part that's really the key in terms of understanding how the technology works, is if you have it on, the subtle scalar waves that are induced from it induce anyone who's in that space to naturally start to decompress and unwind and come back here to this state of still point. Your whole house, it does your neighborhood. Other people's Wi-Fi is pushing in at you. We take it with us. We put it on in hotels. I can't tell you how many amazing people there are. Since we've come out with it, it's just taken off. Really, it's really neat. We've done no marketing with it. I actually just had developed it as a prototype, and I literally announced at one of our large retreats that I was going to share it. So I shared it, and literally the entire room of people, everyone jumped up, and we were officially in production on it. But it's a very subtle, uses the same scalar patented technology. And again, its goal, just like the laser's goal, is to unwind anything that people hold on to, physical, emotional, psychic. If you hold on to it from past, you're going to get it again in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
And so all of these technologies are outer reflections of the key technology of still point. Every baby comes in this state. Everywhere I go, everyone's an expert at this. When babies, the reason everybody loves the baby and everyone's like, oh my goodness, they're totally in this state of equipoise and still point.
Wow.
So are yogis, so are shamans. They're not holding things.
This is beautiful.
And so it's so key that people kind of take note of this state right here, because
right.
This is not the normal state for most people out there. Most people are too busy. They're going places. They're doing things. You know, in my life, every 10, 15 minutes, the outer play is so alluring, and it's so easy to pull people into these different things that are happening in the outer phenomena. And my way of saying, well, okay, outer phenomena, hold on, I want to experience you, it's great, but I don't get pulled into every single thing that comes across my condition. The way that I do that is I drop in here and I just reset, rest, and like this. So, and all the technologies here, I made all of these technologies from this place. So we made the device to be simultaneously really easy for anybody to use. And I just can't say that enough. We have so many people around the planet who have no, who've never been onto our seminars or conference call. They just buy it off the internet, and all they do is turn on the first or second Unwind or Quantum program, and they use it and get great results. Elderly folks, it's so easy and basic to use. Yet we also built in a number of other features, like the frequency programming area, where you can basically load any kinds of programs based on Rife's work, or there's a number of other pioneers in the world of energy medicine and frequency medicine. And basically, you can load different frequencies in, try them for different things. There's all sorts of resources for what frequencies do different things, and basically have your own kind of pharmacopoeia of different ways to use it on different types of situations and conditions. In addition to that, we have different, and all of them, whatever programs you load, everything that it does when you turn it on has the scalar technology coming out of it also. I often just can't keep it on the laser yet. It's so much more than a laser. It's part laser. It's part Rife generator. It's part scalar wave generator. It donates and opens scalar wave fields. And then we also have the probes, which are 100 milliwatt lasers. The 100 milliwatt laser probes are really good when you're dealing with deeper-seated stuff like knee injuries and disc injuries and dental situations and wrinkles. We have so many people that use it for wrinkles and scars and facial rejuvenation. I use the probes extensively up inside, and I show people how to do this in our seminars. I do a lot of points up inside the nose. Up in the nose is a really powerful alchemy way to activate the pineal and pituitary glands. So we have all sorts of different protocols. The red probe is really good for surface things, skin, muscle, nerve, meridians, pain, open wounds, skin psoriasis, skin eczema, those kinds of things. The infrared probe is non-visible. You can't see the infrared. It's not an infrared technology like other infrared technologies. It's an infrared laser, which is different than the infrared ceramics and earth elements and different kinds of infrared technology. It's an infrared laser. Infrared lasers are non-visible to the human eye, so if cameras will see a white beam that shoots out of it. The infrared is beneficial because, unlike the red, it goes right through the skin, the muscle, the nerve. So if I want to work on anything deeper, the infrared goes like much further. It doesn't even notice the surface stuff. It goes in and bounces off the bone, cartilage, disc. Every study, if you Google infrared cold laser studies, say that infrared lasers in clinical studies increase bone density. So it rebuilds and strengthens bone density and rebuilds bone. So the third wavelength probe is our 100 milliwatt probe, violet probe. No one else in the industry has 100 milliwatt. The only other one's 18,000, and they have a 20 milliwatt violet laser. Ours is a 100 milliwatt violet laser, and the benefit of the violet laser is it works on emotions, it works on stress, it works on the energy field, the aura, the energy field. It works great for alchemy. It's great for facial rejuvenation. It's really good on skin and longevity, telomeres, stem cells, and subtle activation of yogic states consciousness. Well, I want to say one thing, which is that, you know, the scalar part of it, where the laser part works directly on a knee or a back, the scalar part works on your entire field simultaneously. And we have many people that do distance healing, work with things far away from the scalar side of the technology. I just wanted to give that reference to folks out there. Our laser is FDA cleared. We're also Health Canada cleared. We're also CE cleared and TGA in Australia and some other countries. All of our clearances around the planet are cleared as over-the-counter devices. So we are an approved or cleared, medical device as an over-the-counter device for pain relief, inflammation, circulation, arthritis, and relaxation of tissue. So that's our technical clearance. And in order for the different regulatory bodies to clear you as over-the-counter, they require that you do a lot of extra studies, usability studies, EMC safety studies, electromagnetic safety studies, laser safety, that are done by third-party labs where we send it to them. They're very expensive. They do all these studies. FDA is basically the ones who said you can sell this as an over-the-counter device. So from their perspective, they need it to be safe enough for like a third grader, to, if they picked it up, to hold it and not be able to do any damage. So, you know, we've sold probably somewhere just probably shy of 25,000 lasers over the years, and it's very safe. It's very even. You know, a lot of people often ask about eye safety. We decollimate our lasers, so I tell people don't look into it, but if you do, it's not like a collimated laser that's gonna do danger and hurt the retina or anything like that. They're very, very safe. And, you know, many people in our network, we cater There's so many people, and there's tons of videos and things on YouTube, which we didn't even put up. Other people put them up, of people that use our laser in different ways. And we have a lot of people out there that are in the energy sensitive kind of zone, and where they're electromagnetic sensitive, chemical sensitive. The key difference with other technologies in ours, or excuse me, a lot of the things that are out there in ours, is that we developed this laser to be what I call an organic form of technology. In other words, so many technologies on our planet right now are basically working on the principle of polarity. In other words, how they work distracts or distorts or uses the polarity around us, a positive, negative, in the electromagnetic circuit. That electromagnetic kind of technology is destructive to the field of ether that surrounds and permeates life and ultimately health and wellness. So in developing this laser, central to, for me, because I'm very sensitive to electromagnetic stuff, I don't like most devices nowadays. They're much too strong, and that can throw off the adrenals and lymphatic system. So I am very, very specific in how I use and also make things. This technology is very, very subtle, and the goal of it is to strengthen, using very subtle scalar waves, fields of energy, organic fields of energy. I always say, if we're going to make it into the new season and travel, we have to begin to shift our technology back to an organic form of technology that doesn't destruct the field of ether, that instead works with the neutral field of ether as a reference for health, for wellness, for free energy, for travel through the universe, for a new form of economics based on principles of having, not based on principles of not having. All of these things, from my perspective, come from the condition of the neutral essence of the universe, and the more of us that start to strengthen and hold our condition, our field, in this neutral state of who we are as conscious beings of the universe and beyond, will manifest more of these things and will begin to neutralize and counter the destructive effect of these polarizing kinds of things. So to answer the question, our technology, for those that use it, is very subtle and not deleterious like many of those other more polarizing types of things. Perception is doing a lot of thinking, and ego personality, well, guess what? It's having a similar kind of deleterious effect on the condition. If it's resting here in this neutral condition, it's having an affirming energy of the universe effect. So it's just as a reference, we make the lasers. We have a building in Vermont, and it's a big barn-like looking building, and that's where we make the lasers. We make everything there. We do the circuit boards. We place the entire device is made in this building in Vermont. So any issues or situations, you, of course, send it in. We take really good care of our customers, and we're not a huge company, so we are able to really take care of people and fixing lasers if there's ever issues, this kind of thing. As a medical device, we follow we're ISO 13485, International Medical Device Company. We're also audited by FDA. We're an FDA-approved medical device manufacturer. So they have certain kind of laws or procedures around hygiene. And once a laser goes out and starts being used on the body, technically we're not supposed to take it back at all, because it's a breach of the quality system. We're not supposed to take it back and then offer it to someone else. We do offer the 3-day, because even though technically we're not technically supposed to, but we feel that people will get it and they can get a sense in the first few days if this is something that feels good. If it doesn't feel good, then we honor that that return policy. And we don't take any extra off. We don't keep any 10 or 15% or anything like that for anything. We just do a full return. We supply some programs, and then there's a whole bunch of resources that give you all different kinds of program opportunities with different conditions and situations. We have permaculture folks who laser water, and they laser their water, and then they just give small amounts to different in the growing cycle. Early on in the growing cycle, they find has a really accelerated effect. And then we also have lots of growers and people that have barns and stables and schools and seminars and centers using the Qui-Fi. When you turn the Qui-Fi on, and this is fascinating about the Qui-Fi, which is a scalar generator, basically when you turn it on, it sends this scalar field in a really large area. I'd say 3/4 mile. It's actually more than that. And there's an input in the back of it, so you can plug the laser into it, and you can send any programs you want through your entire. So if you're gardening and you want to, you know, send some love or send whatever it is you want to love, scalar enhance, whatever you'd like. You can put pictures near their scalar field generator and basically, you know, open everything up back to the energy of the universe. That's really the goal of the company. The approach that I take is really not to go after the specific diseases. The approach that I take, from my perspective, the body is really well-versed to respond to different challenges. It makes all these neat things, white blood cells, stem cells, the lymph. It's got just incredible resources at play. What I see that happens so often when people are having a challenge, be it a migraine or chronic pain or some other kind of arthritis or some other disease situation, is that what happens is the body ends up kind of seizing up, kind of like when a computer seizes up. And it seizes up and, well, gee, you can't do control alt delete, now you can't do this, it's frozen. And so my goal, first and foremost, when people come and they have some chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, we have so many people or Lymes with so many conditions, yet because we're an FDA regulated device, I don't go around telling people, oh, the laser will fix this condition, it'll fix this condition, and it'll fix this condition. What we do more is to get to the very essence of unwinding, so that when the adrenals unwind, when the cranial sacral, the spine unwinds, then we do things like we activate the thymus gland, which has been shown in studies to activate white blood cells and stem cells. Then we activate the lymph. We systematically get to the place where the body starts to kind of unwind, so we can start to kick in the resources that it naturally has to start to gain leverage over that given situation or that condition. And we have many, many, you know, doctors, and we got in a great letter recently from Patch Adams, who uses our laser. We have so many. Patch Adams uses our laser. Oh. Khan uses our lasers. The amazing singer who loves her laser, Chaka Khan. Reverend Michael from Agape uses our lasers. Alan Cohn uses our laser. You have so many people out there. The doctor for the Dalai Lama uses our laser. Ram Dass uses our laser. There's so many people out there who are using our laser. Shiva Ray, the great, amazing yoga teacher who had a knee injury and the doctor said she needed surgery. She got hold of one of our lasers and it healed her knee within 2 weeks, which she gave us a video of. So there's so many ways to use it, and for so many different challenges out there. I tell this to every person I work with, every seminar I do, every place. If you're still here on planet Earth holding form, you're doing great. What do we know for sure about life? There's one truth that I've come across on my journey, and that is that in terms of the physical body, in one moment it's about to be different than it was a moment ago. That is the only truth in the physics realm. And so from my perspective, what does that mean? That means, well, hey, what can we do from this moment? You're doing great, and get a good pat on the back for that. Don't just hear me. Take a moment. Everyone take a moment. Take a breath in. Stop right here at the top and just rest here for a moment. You know, take a nice tub. You know, really, if you're still here on planet Earth, I tell people this. People come to me and they've been told they have 2 days left, 2 weeks left to live. And I say the same thing. Take a moment. You're still here. You still have form. You're doing great. You're still holding your physics here. That's huge. That is huge. And so the next step here in the process is, okay, what can we do to get the next moment more in this state of equipoise? It's my experience. I'm not saying this as a doctor. I'm not saying this as an expert. I'm not saying this so that you should believe or trust me. I always tell people, don't believe me. Don't trust me in anything I say. Try. Try dropping into still point and see how that affects your condition, your physiology. Try using the laser. See how if you feel it, if you experience it, then believe it. And even then, you don't need to believe it. Just do it. The key is, first and foremost, to get in this state of equipoise. I approach every person the same way. We have so many people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and chemical sensitivity in our network. It's kind of like a huge percent of those people with challenges like that come and find their way to our program. The first thing that I would say is, first and foremost, unwind adrenals. We got to get your adrenals unwound. The only thing that I ever ask people when I work with people is if they breastfed when they were young. Because almost every person I ask, if people have chronic fatigue or fibro, almost 90% of them didn't breastfeed. And if they did, maybe for, you know, 2 or 3 months. I cannot say enough. If you don't breastfeed, when people come here to planet Earth, babies come here to planet Earth, first thing they do is go to the breast. Why? When they go to the breast, they start breastfeeding. It pulls the TMJ forward, releases the vagus nerve. The mother's milk has oxytocin, which is the same stuff you release in orgasm, ecstatic states. It opens up the hypothalamus and the pineal and pituitary. And the little baby says, this place is all right. It's not that bad. It's okay. Then that little baby goes and it bumps into something. It starts crying. Then it goes to breastfeed. And what happens? The pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus open up, oxytocin. And sure enough, they clear the cell memory. They start to unwind. They relax and they reset. You ever watch a baby breastfeed? What does it do? It sucks. It's sucking along, breastfeeding, and then a little bit later it stops. It drops into still point. That little baby does that now emotional thing. It breastfeeds. It clears the cell memory and resets from parasympathy to sympathy to parasympathy. Breastfeeding is the body shifting from sympathy to parasympathy. If that baby does that for a year or 2 years, it learns how to decompress from sympathy and reset in parasympathy. That's important neuroendocrine education for the rest of the journey. Well, babies that don't breastfeed, they bump into something, they cry, they hold on to it, they go to the next thing, emotional thing, they hold on. They learn to hold on to things. And inevitably, if they keep holding adrenaline, they don't shift parasympathy to the glands in the cranium, oxytocin, they then start to get chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. Their systems shut down. So my number one, and by the way, I didn't breastfeed. I learned this in my own, I didn't read this, no one told me this. I learned this through my own journey. I didn't breastfeed. My nervous system was a wreck. I was very sensitive. I didn't like loud noise. I didn't like going around people. I was literally, my system was in a state of like a guitar string that was ready to pop. You know, it was just ultra sensitive. And then I got into lasers for my tooth. And then I started playing around with light with lasers. And as I played around with the dimensional light with scalar waves, I found that as I did it, my body started to unwind, kind of like cranial work. And eventually my body reset. Well, here's what happened to me. I unwound every day for 10, 15, 20 minutes, once, twice a day. And literally 3-4 months later, I'd unwind until I got back here to still point. I did the adrenals. I developed this unwind protocol based on my own experience. Well, three and a half months later, there was a shift in my condition. My nervous system reset here in Still Point. Literally, I unwound from holding things, and I reset here in Still Point. From that point on in my life, for the most part, I stay here in this Still Point state, which is the natural state. It's how babies come in, and it's where we're supposed to abide. And so many people around the planet that have had chronic fatigue, fibro, if they come to me, I tell them, unwind adrenals. We got to get the adrenals unwound. We got to get the thymus gland opened. That's when the body starts to hold, the lymph starts to really do its thing, the body starts to reset and find solutions again. So I tell people, don't focus too much on the specifics of this name and this thing and this thing. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to be a doctor. I don't try to fix things. I don't cure things. My approach is very simple. Unwind things, invite things to arrive back here into this still point state of neutral energy of the universe. It's the neutral energy of the universe, from my perspective, that is very well versed and equipped to find solutions, to activate white blood cells, to activate stem cells, to activate neurotransmitters, and to help the body find a new state of balance and equipoise. And I tell you, we have a lot of people that, you know, that experience this, and for me it's an experience. And so again, don't trust me, don't believe me, just open up to it and see for you what's best for you for moving into the next moment into still point and then starting to move forward from that way. So thank you for having us.